Good morning. We're continuing Chayav Mehilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, the Simcha Beis. Now the Chayav moves away from a Amir La'akam issue and discusses the issue of the Jews' kelim being used on Shabbos by the non-Jew. So do I have any problem giving my items, my animal, my kelim to a non-Jew to use, knowing that he will be using them on Shabbos? Eventually, it comes back to the concern of Emaris Ayin on the Amir Lakum, because we could imagine that in that scenario where the non-Jew was using the Jew's item, it might look like he was being asked to do work with it. But the primary issue is there any issue intrinsically in that? Why is it important to point out? There's an opinion of Beis Shammai in the Gemara that the same way the Jew has to rest on Shabbos, and the Jew's animal has to rest on Shabbos, the Jew's animal cannot be doing work on Shabbos. The Jew cannot give his animal to a non-Jew, that the non-Jew should do work with the animal on Shabbos. He could sell it to the non-Jew for Shabbos, but he cannot lend it. He lends his animal, or he rents his animal to a non-Jew. The non-Jew is doing work with it on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, Shishas Behemtoy. The Jewish animals have to rest on Shabbos. So Beis Shammai says there's a lach of Shishas Kalim. The Jews' Kalim also have to rest on Shabbos. Beis Hillel disagrees and says there's no Isra of Shishas Kalim. That a Jew's Kalim doing work, being used for work on Shabbos is not a problem. It's a lach on the individual, not on the Kalim. Mutal Hashal Kalim Lenachrim. I can lend items, utensils to a non-Jew. Even there are kelim which we know are going to be used for malacha purposes. Go and claim machresha, a plow, chiyotzeboy. So the modern version, I'm giving him a car. So a car is something which I know there's a malacha going to be involved in using its usage. I'm going to give it to him, knowing he's going to be using it on. I'm allowed to give it to him Erev Shabbos. I'm allowed to give it to him even though I know he will be using it on Shabbos. B'chein mutter lahaster kli she'en oisim b'malacha v'vashli yaskirim b'Shabbos levadai. I can rent a kli to somebody that a kli which is not used for malacha, but we have the concern of getting paid for Shabbos. If I'm renting it specifically just for Shabbos, he's paying me for the uses on Shabbos. The same way I cannot receive schar for work that I do on Shabbos, I cannot receive schar for the rental of an item that I own on Shabbos. So I own a hotel, and I have people there. They're paying me rent for the day. So potentially there would be a schar Shabbos problem. They're paying me rent for the day. The way our system works, the payment for the day includes Friday, and then Friday night, and then Shabbos, and then Motzei Shabbos. So the payment includes a weekday payment as well. In a scenario where you would have Yontif Deraisa on Friday and then Shabbos, so the payment for Friday is for a Yontif and then for Shabbos, that's going to be a problem. Receiving pay for that day would be problematic because that's pay for a day of Schar, which is also to receive payment for. So you have to address how to do that. I have a frum hotel, so I don't charge people for Friday separately and Shabbos separately. I charge them for the Shabbos. We just charge them for the Shabbos alone would be a problem with Schar Shabbos. Eventually, yaskirim lo Shabbos levadu. Mefil cheder lodur boy dosalitu b'schar Shabbos. Yaskirim al eiz yomim b'Shabbos b'klolim b'havlo. You spread out the rental for a few days, and the payment is for the days as a unit. But this halacha that you're allowed to give to a non-Jew the keli, we mentioned this before. Bavad sheyetsi mebeis hakadim Shabbos, the non-Jew cannot walk out with the keli, holding the Jewish keli on Shabbos, because sheroy oisai sheyetsi mebeis Yisrael yachshadu shadrach mihavo emarcha lo b'Shabbos. If they see the non-Jew coming out on Shabbos, carrying the keli, so there's going to be a chashad issue. People were saying that there's some type of transaction which took place on Shabbos. The Jew lent it to the non-Jew. So lending it is a transaction, which is a financial transaction. He wants to make money on it, etc., which is also to do on Shabbos. Or the Jew sold it to him on Shabbos. They see the person walking out, carrying the keli, that's what they're going to assume. There's a third opinion, which says that the concern is that the non-Jew is walking out and carrying in a place where it's also to carry. And it will look like the Jew told the non-Jew to carry. So either the concern is a chashad of either being chashad, the Jew did mechira, the Jew did halva, or the Jew was mitzavah going to carry. And three different ways to understand the chashad. The practical difference is if they're carrying it in an area which has an eruv, the third concern does not apply, and the first two do apply. The Chayyim will point it out, this is Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.